Crooked Wednesday. Today is August the 7th, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to wrap up our conversation today with Dr. Horacio Lopez-Nicora, talking once again about scouting for soybeans, but also giving us some ideas to keep our eyes out for. There's some different new diseases out there, not found in Ohio yet, but we need to be vigilant in case they could come this way. We'll have the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Joining me today is Dr. Horacio Lopez-Nicora. He is our soybean pathologist and nematologist with OSU Extension.
Stump fields are looking really good, you know. That's something that I'm very happy to see, very healthy soybean out there. But still, you know, we're having rain, humidities are ramping up. We should be scouting and just being one step ahead of any problems that we may encounter, right? And just having said that, you know, adopting a very surveillance approach. Last season, we heard a lot of other diseases that we haven't reported in Ohio yet, but they are, present in neighboring states. So red crown rot, for example, is one. Red crown rot will, you know, affect the root system of the plant, reduce yield significantly, and unfortunately, produce leaf symptoms that are very similar to those produced by SDS. So it will really look like I have SDS. This is a new pathogen, so it may just now get introduced in a field. It may be producing SDS-like symptom, a very small amount though, so then maybe we will dismiss it. Maybe we will say, oh, I have a little bit of SDS. I don't have to worry about that. Where actually you missed a new disease that was in the field. Very red discoloration at the bottom of the stem is very characteristic of this disease, and the fruiting body that the fungus will produce will also be red in color, and it will be in the bottom on the lower part of the stems. Again, we're very happy to help diagnose. We're walking those fields in that window of R3, R5. We are now very well trained to identify frog eye leaf spots, septoria brown spot, but we may encounter, you know, a different leaf spot that doesn't look like frog eye really, and it's not septoria brown spot. Well, this may be target spot that definitely is in the southern part of United States, and, you know, in neighboring states from Ohio. So something that can anytime show up in our state. And again, we should just be vigilant about it. And the third one that I will say that we don't have in soybean fields and we need to keep an eye on is root knot nematode. It's another nematode that will damage the root system of the plant, produce galls. So we pull those roots and we will see that the roots are enlarged more so than what a normal root will look like. And those galls will just interfere with nutrient and water uptake, and you will see stunted plants wilting prematurely or in very hot days. So things to also be looking for. Things that we don't have in Ohio, haven't reported yet in soybean fields, but that we need to keep an eye on.
Again, my guest today, Dr. Horacio Lopez-Nicora, soybean pathologist and nematologist. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Well, changing direction, several specific topic reports were issued by the USDA's National Ag Statistics Service, part of its continued release of that 2022 Census of Ag data. USDA's Rod Bain has this report.
One of the premier pieces of agriculture information and literature released only every 5 years. USDA Census of Agriculture.
The 2022 Census of Agriculture, there is a tremendous amount of data. There's over 6 million data points that get released at that initial release time. But there's a lot of information that can be summarized in many different ways.
And Brian Combs of the National Agricultural Statistics Service says those summaries are presented not just as data sets, but in several cases as standalone reports based on census survey information.
We have the market value of ag products rankings, we have state and county profiles, congressional district profiles and rankings, and the race, ethnicity, and gender profiles.
The month of July saw NAS releases of census-oriented reports focused on data collected on the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico.
Their average farm size was at 65 cuerdas in 2022, and that was up from 59.3 cuerdas in 2018.
As well as the publishing of Census of Ag statistics associated with watersheds.
The watershed publication just provides yet another way for the Ag Census data users to examine and compare Ag Census data.
Among the additional reports on surveys connected to the Census of Agriculture scheduled for release throughout the remainder of the year.
We're going to be having the American Indian Reservations report that will be released on August the 29th. We have Ag Census web maps that are scheduled to be available September the 10th. The specialty crops publication will be available on October the 17th. And we'll have a zip code tabulation available on November the 7th. We do have a couple of our special studies that will also be released later this year. So the 2023 Irrigation and Water Management Survey will be available on October the 31st, and then the 2023 Census of Aquaculture will be available on December the 16th.
2022 Census of Agriculture data and reports are available online at www.nas.usda.gov/agcensus, all one word. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.